Hi, everybody. We're here again. So, this is Ron, and we're going to have a wonderful program. And I guess we can do some clearings today. We can also talk about different situations that people have had. This is our paranormal night, so the date is November 23rd, 2012. And let's see what we have out there for paranormal stuff. I'm trying to find... we had an email that somebody sent about three dancing ladies in 1944. So I'm looking for that now to give you the name of the ladies here. Unless Carrie has it shortly here, but we'll see. So are you out there, Carrie?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're on Station 2 tonight. And I'll just give the phone numbers out real quick in case anyone has any paranormal experiences or questions. I don't have that link yet, Ron, but I'll look for it in a sec. So the phone numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, and these are listed under the play button there for Station 2 at bbsradio.com/creationlightship. So it's 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471, excuse me, or you can go to line 3 and try area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, we have a few questions already, Ron.
Hey, let's go for those.
Yeah, Becky had a strange experience with her car. She says that she believes her car was cloned and or put in a different location than where she parked it, and she's wondering if that's possible. She says she knows she parked it on the other side of the lot, I guess, from where she found it.
Wow. Yeah. Being cloned is one thing, but having something dropped in from a timeline may not be your original car. So that could be a... interesting circumstance. Or maybe you're driving it out there in the Beyondo and somehow it came back in a different location. Oh, this is very interesting. That's what it feels like to me. So yeah, it would be a clone car. We'll just see if it feels cloned to you. Kind of a disconcerting situation as you realize that your car may not be your original one. Oh.
Okay.
Back to you, Carrie.
So our cars, the car that we drive then exists just like our car on lots of other timelines, and, so it can be, our car can be abducted without us in it. Is that what you're saying? And then another copy of it plopped in?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they got the place wrong.
Yep, all the time.
Okay. All right.
What you want to hear.
Yeah. So Robert has a question about awareness, and he's asking, does real awareness only come from being present? And if that is so... what is the mind doing when it thinks?
Well, that's a good question. The mind is just running programs, so that's what it's doing. It's trying to find out what program to connect to. So as you become more present, more awake, then those programs may kind of slow down from you and may not connect as easily as what they have been in the past. So that's kind of how I would look at that. I could be really another problem, you know, that people have. You know what I mean? So, wow. I guess back to you, Carrie. That's
okay.
A different way to look at things. But I guess the main thing is, you know, stay conscious as much as you can, because if you're not conscious, then... fortunately, you know, you may not be aware of what's going on. You got to stay conscious. That's the whole process. The more conscious you are, the better you're going to be able to live here. Why the clones might get you. I'm sure you don't want that.
Nope. Definitely not. So the link has been posted for the little video here that Ron was talking about. And if you load that and go a little more than 50 seconds in and start watching the way these women move. So maybe while everybody's loading that, Ron, I'll ask one more question and then we can all come back to the video and you can give us your thoughts.
That's
so
great. That's work, everybody. You got to check that out. Maybe you can,
yeah.
Hopefully they got a way to look at it. I would imagine so.
Yeah, everybody's probably, most people are probably listening to the show on their computer, so just hit that link that's been posted into the Fast Chat. And I'll ask Jason's question. He's just wondering what's the most important barcode to do right now, Ron. He's got the 2012 barcode, but what others would be important right now?
Yeah, that one's a good one, the 2012 one. The abduction barcode would be, for sure. Boy, there's all kinds. I would say those two is what I would probably do is the abduction and the 2012 one right now.
And then if, since Ascension is probably upon us somewhat around the corner, pretty close, I would think the spirit barcode would be really important also right now.
Yeah, that is correct too. Uh-huh.
Okay, so, Let's talk about this video then, Ron. I've got mine loaded up, and it's playing away, and these ladies are bending all over the place. So I'm just looking at if anybody wants to call in about this, maybe let us know what you're seeing. But, Ron, what do you want to say about it? I know you had some thoughts on this.
Well, it looked like, I don't know. Sort of looks like these ladies. I don't know how they keep their balance. Okay, when you see the fact that one of them bends over to get an apple with her mouth, I just wonder if it looks like a snake to you. You know, in a body. I don't know, but you guys can check it out. It is kind of weird of what's going on here. So,
and the snake thing happens, the snake, I mean, I'm calling it a snake, the woman, when she bends backwards down way lower than where her feet are and bites into that apple and then has the strength to pull her whole body up from below her feet level, that's at about 2 minutes and 45 seconds that's going on, that begins somewhere around there.
Yeah,
so yeah, Ron,
so like what you guys think.
Yeah, so maybe we can have some people call in. Maybe there are people that can see the races in the humans, or you can get a strong hit on that. I mean, I know there are really flexible people, but there's something a little extra flexible about these three women, and the whole thing with the apple, biting the apple, I don't know. So,
yeah, that's kind of interesting, too.
Yeah, a little clue in there, I think, that they're giving us. I'm trying to click on my fast chat and refresh it. Jamie says, very flexible beings, doesn't seem real. And Hector says, snakes, yet yes, there's no way to bend like that. Micah is saying they do that in Chinese acrobatics, too. Yeah, I've got mine on pause. I'm going to press play again. Excuse me. Yeah, it's once you get the idea that it might be some snake race in these women, it's hard to get that out of your head. It's just amazing how she pulls herself back up. I mean, and their thighs, they're not like bodybuilder, super muscular thighs. They're just regular young women's thighs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And there she goes, swinging on her rope after she got her apple. So, anyway.
Maybe we'll see what other people, maybe get some callers call in here.
Their
feeling, sensing about this here. Well, let's do a clearing here. Let's do a clearing for people that have anxiety. Maybe they overspent today. So here we go.
Oh, yeah.
So 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Now that's feeling better. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you. Let's look at some paranormal stuff going. So we gave you something to look at. Anybody want to comment on that? You can call in if you would. And or just do something on the fat chat there. If anybody else has any weird things that they have seen, maybe you could also show us what it is. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm trying to get into the CLS questions to see if there's anything there that wasn't about an hour ago. But the other thing, Ron, that we were wanting to follow up on tonight was the clearing that got discovered at the end of Wednesday's show from Janice's attack on her back, and you were removing those implants. And I know you got one email about somebody who said that they felt like a golf ball-shaped or sized object got removed from their back. Did you want to have people call in about that maybe, too? And we had recommended the object clearing as a solution for this. I'm wondering if anybody was able to get on the object clearing and try that out, and if anybody had any felt anything getting released or had any success with that. So it'd be great to hear from you guys if anyone has. If you weren't listening to Wednesday's show, the thing that came up was that Janice typed into the fast chat that she thought she maybe had had an injury battling a back injury. So Ron took a look and turned out that there was some kind of implant attached. Maybe you want to describe it, Ron. Can you remember what you saw?
Well, I can't, no.
Okay. Well, it was some kind of implant. I don't know if it was cords going in or just an implant in there, but you removed it, and a lot of us were feeling stuff. And then so we were trying to figure out what to do about it, and the object clearing was the one that you suggested people try.
So let's do another implant one. So do one for people's backs, I think. So let's try that one again here. So here we go. Taking out an implant out of your back. Oh, boy, this is like lower back, maybe even tailbone area. Here we go. And getting ready. almost out here. Now, there, that one's got released. And we'll do another one here. Boy. Oh, man. Rough implant coming out. Still working on it here. There we go. And that one's released. Okay. Everybody, to see how you're doing. Hopefully you're doing good. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I felt that actually in my on the left side of my jaw.
Could be.
My upper jaw. That's weird. Okay. All right. Israel has a question about the planet. Is the Earth hollow, says Israel? Could there be life in there?
Well, there's life in all the underground tunnels and bases and stuff, so depends how you look at it. There would be locations that would look hollow, yes. No, so there's a lot of life here other than humans that I can say.
Yep. Okay. Marie is wondering, how long should we do each alien race in the 2012 Ascension barcode clearing? Oops, what did I just do? Okay. So, Ron, I don't know if you've looked at that lately, but that's the one where you added all the races. If you haven't bought it yet, anybody, it's $50 now. The price used to be $100, and Ron dropped it to $50 a number of months ago. And the list of races that's on the Alien Attack page has been put over onto the 2012 Ascension Barcode page. Now, there are four steps to that, and steps 1, 2, and 3 are preset at 180 minutes right now. So I guess Marie's wondering, can we shorten that? What do we need to do the time that you have it set for, Ron?
I don't see. You could shorten it if you wish, yes.
Okay. And while we're on this one, it's a very long clearing now because it does have all these different races listed. Can you maybe talk a little bit about, do all of us need to do every single race on there? Or if not, how do we choose what ones we do? How do you suggest we work with that? Because it is a really long clearing if we do everything.
Maybe just pick out half a dozen or so that you kind of feel compelled to do and just see what happens. You know, it's hard to say what which ones are connecting to you.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little different, but I would just maybe pick a half a dozen and just see how it feels.
Okay.
And just use your intuition on that.
Okay, and then Maria is just wondering if it's an unlimited clearing, because it doesn't say so on the order form on that page. Do you know offhand if it is, Ron? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Okay. I have a feeling it is. But maybe we'll try and find out before the show tomorrow night, and you and Kathy can announce that for people. Okay. So let's see. We talked about the Earth. We talked about the barcode. I'm just going to refresh the fast chat. So I'm wondering, I'm trying to see, okay, Alicia is saying she cleared some crystals with that object clearing. Janice is saying her back is still painful. I'm just looking for if anybody else did the object clearing on the implants in her back. So I'm not seeing anyone that has typed that in, so... Okay, so Janice's back is still painful, Ron. So I wonder, Janice, maybe you could call in rather than me just blabbering on about this here, and let us know. Were you able to try the object clearing yet, or I know you said that you felt an effect on the clearing that Ron did last night. Wednesday. I'm sorry, my fast chat's gone down. I'm trying to pull it back up. Sorry, guys. Okay. So Marcy's saying her back feels more free from the one that you just did, Ron, the one on the lower back that you just did this evening. And TD says, on the back of my neck, an implant came out. Okay. So here's another question, different topic. Israel is asking, what's the difference between the soul and the spirit?
Well, in the light, there's no difference from the soul and the spirit. But down here, the soul kind of gets into duality, so it doesn't have all the horsepower. So that's about all that I could say. Be the basic difference as far as one versus the other. But in true life, there's no difference. But here, the soul is going through the reincarnation process, which would be your spirit. So you could look at it that way, that it is a different energy. But it's still, it is a spirit. But the soul has to go through cleaning itself up, and in true light, it doesn't need to do that. So it gets to be a little difficult. So myself, I see them as the same. But for people who are asking what the difference is the soul a spirit? Yeah, it is. Number one, yes, that's true. But here, because you're stuck in reincarnation, then that means that your spirit becomes a soul as it goes through the reincarnation process. And then it gets diluted out. So that's probably how I would describe that.
Okay. Sue and Jeremiah are letting us know that the 2012 clearing is unlimited. Thank you.
Great.
For typing that in. Sue is saying she's doing them all the races on there, since she doesn't feel much. I don't feel much on that clearing either, so I'm just kind of inching my way along through that clearing too. It's hard to know which ones to do if you aren't really able to feel whether a barcode's coming off or not. So maybe if you're like me and Sue, you can look at that list, maybe pick any that jump out at you and do those first, and then go back and just work your way through them. That would be my suggestion. There's so many races, it's difficult to know. Okay, I'm going to close out these bendy women because I think it's slowing down my computer. Let's get rid of them. Okay, all right. So let's refresh this. So, Ron, I'm not seeing any other questions right now unless I've missed something. Here we go. Okay. Brian is asking if there is an implant removal clearing on the website. Now, I believe there is an implant removal section within the alien attack page. Maybe anyone who's got that clearing up right now could take a quick look, or if you know. I'm pretty sure there is, actually, Ron. Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure there is, too.
So I guess we could use that.
For surely say that it is, yeah.
Yeah. excuse me. But if you do have the object clearing, Ron is saying we can use that clearing to get these things out that we're feeling tonight and from the Wednesday night sample. But if you have the alien attack page, you can find that implant removal on that one. excuse me. I'm sorry, I have something in my throat here. So, okay. So Brian is just wanting to clarify that the spirit is the whole thing, and the soul, you're kind of using that word, Ron, to describe a diluted or messed up spirit.
Yeah, and you can slice and dice. So the parts of your soul, there might be a million fragments of it out there in clone bodies. Just keep slicing and dicing it up and putting it into other cloned replicas of you. And that's how it works. It needs that energy of you to do that. The true spirit is whole. But because of the reincarnation process and what they have done to humanity here, that's what happens to your spirit. And it's just the way, it is here. So I can't really say anything good about the process. It's awful. And that's kind of what people are faced here, dealing with stuff like that. But you don't know about it because nobody talks to you about it. And who wants to hear bad news like that?
Yeah.
But that's what happens. So, and life goes on.
Yes, it does. Okay. A couple of people are confirming that there is the implant removal clearing within the alien attack page. So thank you for typing that in. And Corey says, yes, they have snakes in them, those twisty, bendy women. So, just as we suspected. All right. Okay, let's see. So, all right. Iron Man is wondering if there is a clearing, Ron, to reset polarity, your polarity. Is there a polarity clearing or resetting?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think I could think of it would be the magnetic twisted body one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too.
Because that'll reset you over again. We do have a set sequence timing clearing. And the set sequence timing does reintegrate you with your spirit throughout this lifetime. That's a different clearing. I don't talk about it that much. I have another one that I don't talk about either that's quite interesting, but I don't recall what it was. I happen to see it. Let me see if I can find it on my emails here. I'll have to go back into my list, so I'll need a little bit of time here.
Okay.
So let me go
so
back.
So Kathy's just letting me know that it's on the alien attack page, the alien implant removal is option 3. So if you're having any trouble finding it, because that is a very long page, long clearing, it's option 3. So you can, if you're feeling these samples that Ron's done this evening or on the Wednesday show, excuse me, you might want to get that clearing and go work with option 3. So,
I have a question for the people that looked at the ladies dancing.
Okay.
So that was in 1944. That's quite a while ago. So, has anybody seen anything like that since then in movies? Okay. So, have you seen anything where things are kind of strange like that? Well, that's the question that we have. So leave the lines open in case somebody has seen a movie or somebody doing something that is, out of the ordinary. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So here's a question about ghosts. Israel is wondering if we capture an entity or a ghost on video, can they jump into us when we're watching the video?
Yeah. Yep. I would assume so, yes. Uh-huh.
So don't watch those Ghost Hunter TV shows then, right?
No, they can hop into your house.
Yeah, and then into you. Go for a car ride with you, get abducted, and turn out in a different place in your parking structure.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Josh is wondering about using TV or electronics to see spirits. Some people use television for instruments to talk to entities.
Oh, God. Remember, just because you talk to them doesn't mean they're going to leave you alone after that. So, you know, don't even go there with that idea of trying to connect to them. You know, it's like using the Ouija board. Very dangerous.
Well, and it also, it just goes under that umbrella of going outside of yourself, which, of course, Yura was telling us not to do. So, yes, it probably works very well, but it, you know, you're just opening yourself up, opening the gate up for problems to come flooding in potentially. There's a lot of people who have researched into those topics, and they certainly work. But then you're going to be dealing with something that potentially could be very harmful and be with you for years and years of your life. And if you don't know how to clear it, you're going to be stuck, which I'm sure a lot of those researchers end up, you know, being in difficult situations with these things that they connect to, not realizing it's going to cause them harm down the road, if not right away. So Kendra has a question, Ron. Does being in Source mean we know nothing about evil?
That's correct, and nothing about the opposite of evil, too. It's in the moment. There's no duality. No explanations. There's no information about anything, because everything is perfect. And you have no way to judge or connect to anything else because you're already in that frame of reference.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Corpus has a question. Has anyone seen shapeshifter clouds? Ron, do clouds bring in different beings than what it appears as they shapeshift in? So could
a
cloud start as
one
thing?
Yeah.
You would say yes?
Yeah, I would say yes to that one, yeah.
Okay. Sorry?
It's one of those things.
Yep. So I'm just going through trying to find some more questions. Let me give the phone numbers out again.
It seems pretty slow tonight.
Yeah, very. I know.
Okay,
we need questions, guys. We need some questions or some callers. So maybe somebody can call in who did see snakes in those dancing girls, or anyone that... I'd love to know if anyone has used the object clearing since Wednesday to get that stuff out of our back. So 888-429-5471 for toll-free if you're in the U.S. and Canada, and then hop down to line 3 if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, and that would be area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. Okay.
I got a clearing here that we don't talk about. I'm looking at some of the clearings here.
Okay.
And since it's the end of the year and people get together, we have a family imprinting clearing. This will help you to get rid of stuff that your family members have quartered you with. So it's called family imprinting quartering removal. So that's one that might maybe be good to do. Let's see here. Got the object clearing here. Trying to just see here. I had something that I saw that looked kind of intriguing. You have one for harmonic frequencies if you wanted to something with that to get yourself back into balance. that was kind of like the magnetic twisted body clearing, a little different, but that's one, harmonic frequency clearing. And let's see here. What else do I have? Got one for heart to spirit connection. Oh, that could make your spirit get more connected to your heart center.
Is that a lifetime one, Ron?
Now, let me look here. I believe it probably would be. I don't know if I have any text on that or not. I don't have time to check it here. See what we got here. I'm also looking here.
We have some more questions when you're ready.
I'm ready, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Sorry?
Oh, that's the IQ cording.
Which cording?
IQ cording.
Oh.
What that's for is, let's just say that you live someplace and you were really smart, okay? And your parents, got notified because you were this great student. You see people with cars, or say my kid's in the honor roll at my so-and-so school. And so what happens to that person? This might be you or somebody else. It wasn't me. Anyway, I had a hard time in school. But anyway, so all of a sudden they say, well, we're going to take little Johnny here to a 1 or 2 week special event, getaway, campground or something. And they'll be away for 2 weeks so that you can have some relaxation. We're going to go out camping and horseback riding and all this stuff. And all the people who are these children that are specially gifted, we'll say, with intelligence, are going to be going. So we'll probably get about 50 kids out of the different schools in your area. Since your child is, on the top 10 of the school, we're going to, if you want to have them, join this little get-together with all the other smart kids. So naturally, you as a parent would say, oh, wonderful, yeah, my kid is so smart, we're going to let him go on this field trip with the school. Well, that clearing is there to help you to release energies that they may have done to you, abducted you, put implants in you, etc., because you're so smart. So that's what that one's about. I won't get too much more into it than that, but I think you understand what I'm talking about here. And so if you're one of those people that had that particular situation happen to you, I would highly recommend doing the IQ clearing. Oh, that may get some of the stuff off of you that you don't even know that you're hooked up with.
Okay,
oh, back to
you,
Carrie. I'm still looking for different things here. We have the orb clearing. You probably all know about that one. That gets the little critters off of you that are attached. And an overwhelmed clearing. You author overwhelmed? Let's do a clearing for that. So here we go. Think of being overwhelmed. So one, facing this here, one of your overwhelming situations. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Oh boy, end of the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, just see how you guys are doing. We have another one here, which is the religious indoctrination clearing. You probably know about that one. Then I have one here just for women. And they push some buttons, but hopefully not. Resentment of motherhood clearing. I'd say, what did Ron say? Resentment of motherhood? Yeah. So basically, I put that one up because I had a lot of women talking to me over the years. And they felt trapped maybe in a marriage. They got trapped maybe because they had children. They didn't want them. No? Anyway, not that that's, you know, anyway, I'm just talking about situations. It may not be you listening. And all of a sudden, maybe their career that they wanted to do went sideways because now they have to raise a child. They don't like the child anyway. Maybe it looks like ex-boyfriend and they're not married or something, and the guy doesn't like them any longer. All different situations. So that's why I put that one up. So I'm not trying to push buttons on people, but or maybe the woman had a beautiful figure and she, you know, she got after having a child, she gained some weight or something. You know, there's all different types of things that go along with that. But that's resentment of motherhood. And we got a robotic mechanical body program clearing. Now that's a good one. Now that one is good to release things off of you. So let's do this here. And everybody, here we go. If you have any robotic parts in you, we'll see if we can locate them for you automatically. And we'll clear away this energy. So here we go. One, two, work with your wrist and hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I'm sorry if I'm laughing. Eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three,
sorry.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, supposed to be a paranormal night. So who is out there for the paranormal situation? So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, we do have a few questions. Ed is wondering how spirits in perfection don't get bored, or whatever the emotional equivalent of, well, why don't they get bored? Yeah. So, or any emotional equivalent of not being bored. Non-emotional equivalent. Sorry, I scribbled that down really badly, Ed. Sorry.
Yeah, well, when you're not in judgment, then you don't have judgment about being bored. So you're trying to put in place an emotion, but there's no emotions. So let's just say that you're a male, and you go to a class in school about how to deliver a baby. And for you being a male, I mean, you're going to have no clue about that and not even have any interest. So that's kind of how it looks. Now, there's no words to indicate being bored. You just create. You're creating moment by moment. Just like you're doing here, but here you're thinking. And when you think, then you're creating in the darkness. And then that comes and haunts you because there's a history behind it. Or you could say a her story behind it. His story and her story. Okay, so all of a sudden, all these energies get stuck to you. The light, they don't stick. So there's no judgment. You just do what you do. And at that point, you do something else. And you all have done this. You've all had times where you enjoyed what you're doing, and time has stopped for you. You just were creative, whatever that would be to you. So that's how it works. So it's not that you're being bored. There's no such thing as boredom in light. You're always doing something. It's that you're not judging it to define what you're doing. Back to you, Gary.
Okay, and Iron Man is asking for a clearing for the malaise from Hurricane Sandy.
Okay, so let's just do a trauma clearing, okay?
Yeah.
Sound good,
okay.
Carrie?
Yeah, very good.
Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, we have a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron.
Oh, hi.
This is David from Oroville.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
I wanted to offer a suggestion on doing the Ascension 2012 clearing is that one can open up multiple windows similar to how you do with the timeline crashing. And you can do, I have a large laptop and I have 12 windows open, and doing five alien races for myself, five alien races for my wife, and then one window for each of us doing spirit integration. And I'm able to do at least 10 per person per day like this.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So have you found some races to be energetically more connected to you than others? I know we have quite a few on the website there that might not even know, what's there.
Well, I actually wrote all the races out on a sheet of paper and grouped them in groups of five names so they would be easy for me to enter. And I did notice there was kind of like a charge or something with certain ones of maybe about 20% of them.
Oh, that's great. Great that you found it.
That it's a good thing to write them down and see what charge is occurring. You can kind of feel it that way.
Yeah, that's very good to be conscious with your clearing. Wonderful. Have you felt any?
But I'm doing the whole thing for both my wife and myself, just to be sure. Since I can do it this fast, I figure it'll take about 8 or 10 days.
Uh huh. Have you felt anything leave your body, or maybe were you out of pain or an itch or something, and it went away as they connected recordings?
Not that in particular, but I do feel a little bit more peaceful. Now, I'm on the third group, which would be the 11 through 15 out of, I think it's 55. No, it's more than that, 80 or 90, whatever number it is. So I'm almost a sixth of the way through.
That's great.
So anyway, I'm real pleased, and I'm excited that I'm going to be able to do it fairly swift, and I just thought it'd be a good idea to let others be aware of that.
Yeah, so can you describe how you do so many windows? I'm sure people might be interested.
Sure. From my mail window, where it gives the link to open up the clearing, you just click on that link multiple times. You right-click on it and say open in a new window. And so I do that a total of 12 times. But I actually do it 6 times for each because I had one email for myself and one for my wife. Although it looks like the password and username to log on to the clearing is the same, but just to be sure, I did them separately.
Uh-huh.
So it's very much like doing multiple windows for timeline crashing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And also, if you have to go out, you can leave a photo in your place and get more done, while you're out.
Oh, absolutely. I am doing that. I have a photo on one side with the 6 windows for my wife and on the other side with a photo of me for myself.
Great.
And I, in particular, tried to do that and stay up long enough so that I get a fresh start when I go to bed, and then when I get up the next morning, that three-hour period is finished, and I do another one.
Oh, that sounds very good. Very good indeed.
Yeah.
It's nice
yeah.
when people...
So anyway, I'll let you know more when I get through the whole list.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm unable to do anything with the chat window. I can't get the chat window to load, and I've tried two computers, and I've been in touch with Kathy about that, and we can't come up with any reason. I think it just must be something unique to me. So right now I can only call in to talk to you guys.
Okay. Well, we're glad you did. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's a big help.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, to hear.
Thanks for the clearing.
Explanation and clearings. That's great.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you. So.
Okay, we have a couple more questions. Actually, quite a few came flurrying, and I'm going to read one from Sharina, who's in India with a tummy ache right now, and then Stephanie, I'm going to read yours. So, Ron, Sharina has got Delhi belly, and so she's wondering if you could do a clearing for her tummy, which is not feeling good at the moment.
She added a Delhi? Here we go. So, releasing the energy. So, one. Oh, boy, this feels heavy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh, man, eight, nine, and ten. And again, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's just see if that helps you out quite a bit there. Okay, Carrie.
It kind of is, isn't it?
I mean, to a close here.
Okay, well, there's some good questions here. So, guys, if you can save them for tomorrow, if you're listening tomorrow night, Station 2, same time, here on bbsradio.com at 7 Eastern, no, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, write them in for Kathy to read for Ron tomorrow. Sorry we didn't get to them, but thanks for typing in a bunch more questions. We probably better skedaddle here. I have 56 and a half. So thank you for your questions and to the caller. And, Ron, thanks for the clearings tonight. So I'll just sign off and say good night.
Hey, good night, everybody. And we got our last 8-hour marathon healing this coming Sunday. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
Night.
Night.